down to big plays in short fields.
Yeah, as Touts mentioned, it was humbling for the Badgers in Iowa City a year ago. For more on that and how the Badgers have kind of leaned into it. A lot of times you hear about, nah, last year's last year. They haven't taken that path, as we send it down to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. Patrick, the Badgers really took that to heart, what happened last fall at Kinnick Stadium, and that's been with them for a long time throughout their workouts.
You're absolutely right. Some coaches will shy away from putting too much importance into one game or overplaying rivalries. I listened to Jeff Grimes talk this week. He said he's coached under both ways, where some people say, every game is equal, let's not put too much into it, where others play up rivalries. Luke Fickell is an old school Big Ten guy. He believes in rivalries. He obviously was baptized in the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, and he has understood the importance of them. Now, that has not gone Wisconsin's way, obviously, last year. They have three empty trophy cases in their locker room right now. But he understands the importance. He also understands what a statement game that was last year in Iowa City. And so you're right. They've geared a lot of their offseason and their season this year to making good from that outcome. So during spring practice, every practice finished with 42 push-ups on the field to signify the 42 points that Iowa put on Wisconsin in that game. This week, there have been pictures of the Iowa players with the bull, the Heartland Trophy, plastered around the facility, including in the locker room, in each player's locker. The TVs in the locker room have been running a loop of highlights of Iowa celebrating with the bull. So they are not shying away from the importance of this game. And Luke Fickell's been on edge with his team this week, trying to emphasize what it's going to take, the physicality and the testing of manhood, if you will, that this game is going to take. Now, once they kick off, none of that history matters. We all know that. But it's a great tactic, it seems, to put a lot of emphasis on this. My intel from the other side says that Iowa thinks that they've already got this game won from a mental standpoint, that because Wisconsin is putting so much into it, Iowa is in their heads, and that's what my intel tells you, that they are believing heading into this one.
We've had a little chirping as both teams come out of their tunnels, and before the opening kick, we have a penalty marker out there. There is some chirping. I mean, they come in from the opposite ends of Camp Randall Stadium. Luke Fickell out there talking to this officiating crew. So they were talking about that respectful rivalry, and never mind.
Yeah, I think there was a little logo. You know, the whole putting flags in logos. I think Iowa ventured a little too far into the motion W, unlike what's on the block uniform W's today. And I think the Wisconsin folks didn't appreciate it. I don't know what the flag, what they're going to end up calling, but there was some logo violations going on.
And we haven't even had the coin toss yet. So now the captains out there, Kerry Kodanko, Aaron Witt, Riley Malman, and Daryl Peterson for Wisconsin. And Peter Kahns is the honorary captain, part of some really, really good offensive lines. And Peter, a big part of that. So it's fun to see Pete Kahns back here at Camp Randall tonight. So we'll send it down to the field as Chris Coit is the referee. The captains meet at midfield, and here we go.
An awesome evening for college football. Iowa's the visitors. They'll call the coin toss. This is heads and tails. Heads, tails. What is your call? Tails is the call. It is tails. You've won the toss. Iowa's elected to receive the opening kickoff. Which way would you like to kick? Go ahead and turn your backs. Iowa won the toss, elects to receive the opening kickoff. Good luck, guys. Let's have a great game.
All right. The Hawkeyes in the home white unis, the gold pants, the black and gold helmets, the Badgers in the throwback unis, the Cardinal with the white trim and the white pants is
7. His first of the game, the 15-yard penalty will be enforced on the opening kickoff.
So they get the penalty against Wisconsin. I think that was Tyrese Fearbury,
yep,
who was doing the chirping. And Taos, you mentioned Iowa got a little on that logo a little bit. Tyrese didn't particularly care for it.
And I think we liked that part of it, but I was actually thinking both teams would defer. But there might even be a chance a team jumps on defense. This penalty is why Iowa's taking that
absolutely
ball.
Yes.
And so while I love that, you know, I want you don't take anything from any, you know that, but there's also, you have to be smart. And, you know, Patrick was talking about all of the things in Iowa kind of feeling like they're in the heads. You have to manage your emotions, too. We talk about that on senior night. and it's every game. And when you do this now, that changed already, I think, how Iowa was going to approach this.
And you've got a very, very dangerous return man in Caden Wiegand. We mentioned he's already brought one back this season as a kick return man. Tonight's game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. So this does give Iowa a great chance to get Caden Wiegand loose to start the game, as the Badgers will be kicking off from their 20-yard line. Nathaniel Vakos, per usual, will handle that for Wisconsin. Iowa receiving, going north to south. And as we view it, that is left to right at Camp Randall Stadium. We are ready to roll, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, on an absolutely beautiful evening in Madison. 63 degrees, light breeze out of the east, and a clear sky. As we are underway, Vakos with the kick, hit it well. Wiegand waits for it, catches at the 7, right side 10, 15, 20, 25. Wiegand up to the 30, and he gets rocked right there. Owen Arnett, believe, busting down there, or Grant Dean perhaps busting down there in kick coverage for the Wisconsin Badgers, and we are underway.
I'll tell you who is very excited about that play and that tackle is Fearbree, because the one thing, you get all excited, you get over the top a little bit, the last thing you want is to cost your football team, and Wisconsin special teams did a great job there picking up their teammate. What could have been a big start for Iowa, special teams went down and answered the bell.
And that was Grant Dean with the stick. And it will be Mark Gronowski, the quarterback, the former star at South Dakota State. Sam Phillips wide right, motions left. Gronowski, tender knee and all, gives it a go. Quick pass, Caden Wiegand left side, and he gets hit quickly. Taken down, Ricardo Holman left side across the 30 to the 32-yard line on a gain of 2, second down and 8 as we are underway in Madison.
Well, that tackle was by Rico, but that was all wit. He went and took on both of Iowa's blockers. That's just a simple swing pass, try to cover two. Witt said now, blew up both, set up Rico for the tackle.
Mark Gronowski under his center, Logan Jones. DJ Vonami, the tight end, flips to the left side of the formation. Single back offense, Kamari Moulton is the running back to the 32-yard line, Iowa territory, second and 8. Hand off Moulton, hits it off the left edge across the 35-yard line, brought down by Emilio Agard, the redshirt freshman corner at the 37 of Iowa. A gain of 5, and it's 3rd down and 3 for the Hawkeyes.
And this is what we saw a lot of in Iowa City last year. It was just simple zone plays and thought, we're going to move your guys into your linebackers. Obviously, Wisconsin feels like they're in a better spot tonight with the bigger bodies and more bodies that can combat that. That was a nice run there to get started.
Iowa a little better than 48% on 3rd down. The Badger defense is stingy on 3rd down. Opponents convert only a quarter of the time. Shotgun for Gronowski. Seth Anderson, the receiver, in motion left to right. Two receivers either side of the formation of the Iowa 37-yard line. Snap to Gronowski. Badgers rush 4. A left side pass. A high one. It sails over the head of DJ Vonami, the tight end, across midfield at the far side. And the Hawkeyes are forced to punt on 4th down.
And you always wonder when a quarterback isn't able to take all of their reps, that timing early and all that. That ball, sometimes you miss by a little bit. That thing missed by a bunch. Here's somebody over on the bench could have caught that. That's how far that ball sailed.
Reese Dakin on the punt, averaging a bit better than 45 yards per punt. Tyrell Henry deep at the Badger 17-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the Iowa 37. Snap to Dakin. Badgers get some heat. The kick is away. Fair catch signaled by Henry, and he'll make it just across the 20-yard line in Wisconsin territory. That was a 43-yard punt. Little more than a minute and a half gone by. No score as the Badgers go on offense for the first time tonight.
Kind of an interesting formation there. You know, with punt now you have 3 guys kind of personal protectors. The long snapper was by himself. There was nobody off to the left. And what ended up happening is Wisconsin didn't shift. They kept all their guys and brought a lot of heat. Punt block opportunity. That punt just barely got off, and you forced him into a maybe not being able as comfortable as he normally would like to be.
Hunter Simmons ready to make his 2nd start as a Badger. He's in the shotgun. Dylan Jones to his right. Out of the shotgun, the snap to Simmons. Time to throw. Looking, sets. Fires to the left, and it is caught by Kekahuna. Oh, or no, they'll say no catch. He juggled it and then went out of bounds. Boy, Simmons threading the defense to get that ball to Tretch, who could not gather it. It'll be a second down and 10 here for Wisconsin.
Well, Trutch thinks he caught it, but every wide receiver always thinks they catch everything. But I wouldn't be surprised if they take a look at it. Looked like he fell. I don't see that ball jostling like the ref said. It looks like his butt hit. Let's take a look at it. There we go.
It started to move a little bit, but we're gonna have a
Let's
review
a
minute 44
yes.
into the game. Well, that was a heck of an effort.
Well, first off, I love the play call. You get protection. You're throwing on first down. And, Matt, you said it. That was a really good zone. He threaded it in there perfectly to Trutch. And, you know, the ref came up quickly, saying he jostled it. Let's take a look. Good hand fighting. Moved a little bit at the bottom of it.
Yeah, the question, it was moving, but they'll have to determine whether Kekahuna was still in control of the football
now,
throughout the process of the catch. And
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, this one might be upheld here. It's
what an effort, though. He fought through it. Iowa defended that well, and I think the ball, as he landed, it jostled around, and that's why old boy at RF was coming up doing the old 6-7 jostle.
Six or seven.
You know the 6-7 jostle,
yeah.
Right?
Mark Johnson is using that with his women's hockey team now.
I'm telling you.
So if MJ's where, I mean, come on.
There's nothing better than to combat your kids' stuff when you just take it over and then they lose, the coolness factor drops significantly.
That pass went between the corner to Sean Lee and the safety Cohen Entringer. Hunter Simmons making his second start as a Badger. He started three games at Southern Illinois last year. I asked Hunter earlier in the week, what was the biggest crowd you played in front of at SIU? And he said, about 11,000.
So, 10X last week, no
yeah.
big deal.
From 11,000 to 111,000, that was what he walked into at the Big House.
You have to love that. Last week I thought, Hunter, when you factor all of that in, really composed and
yes.
I thought he did a really nice job managing things. And, you know, as the broadcast was going last week, the blitz and the way the running back – there was a lot of good things to build off of, and this was a good start.
The ruling on the field is upheld. The pass is incomplete. Second down.
As we thought, Tausch, it moved just a little too much there, but a terrific effort nonetheless from Trutch Kekahuna. But after all of that, it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their 21-yard line.
Yeah, I think if they had kept that one angle away from us, it would have probably been all right. But, yeah, there was too much jostling on contact with the ground.
Kekahuna slot left, Vinny Anthony wide to the left, Chris Brooks out to the right. Now Kekahuna in motion, and they'll try the end around with Trutch. Gets a block across the 20, 25-yard line, and he gets drilled. Ball pops out. Iowa looks like it has recovered, and it has. And Trutch really got labeled. He is slow to get up, and in fact, he isn't getting up. It'll be Iowa football. Zach Luttmer coming out of there with it for the Hawkeyes. So an early turnover here for Wisconsin. Xavier Wampa was getting in there. The question is, was he down first?
Yeah, the hit, it was a big hit right on it, but I think he let his arm. There's, you know, potentially for a little head contact, but I do think his tuchus hit the ground before that ball fell out. So hopefully Trutch is all right. That was a hellacious hit that he just took.
Is being escorted to the sideline. He's walking,
yeah,
but there he definitely has a two-person escort.
Yes.
He was just drilled. So Trutch had a nearly terrific catch that he was out of bounds, and then on an end-around, he gets belted.
Nice job blocking. Really good job by our tight end. You know, getting out there and picking up. Dylan Jones did a really good job of picking his guy up. And what I love there, Trutch was running physical. Now, got to protect yourself. Hopefully, he had possession of that football as his butt hit. I think that's what they're going to rule.
Yeah, they're going to check to see, make sure that the ball wasn't starting to move before he went down. But one of the angles I saw it looked like he was down first.
That's what I thought, too. That's what we're hoping.
Patrick, what do you got?
Kekahuna came off the field, and he went into the UW Health Medicine tent. We'll be in a minute.
The ball in his right knee.
There we go.
It's third down.
So the Badgers keep it. Go ahead, Patrick.
He was released from that tent, but they're taking him back to the locker room for further examination. You could tell that this is probably a head injury, unfortunately, but they're going to take him back and see how he does. We'll have to get an update probably coming out of halftime.
All right, so the play gets the Badgers to their 27-yard line. It is no fumble. The Badgers have a third and four from their own 27. Inside of 2 minutes into the game, we've had two reviews. Trips to the left, pistol formation. Jones behind the quarterback, Hunter Simmons. Snap to Simmons, hands off Dylan Jones. Room up the middle. He'll hit it up across the 30-yard line. Moving the pile, and Dylan Jones with a grown man run across the 35 to the 36-yard line. First down, Wisconsin, and a penalty marker is down.
Oh, did I love what I saw from Emerson Mandel, just continuing to push. Hopefully it's not a flag at the end of it. He finished Llewellyn down almost to the ground, and you could tell old boy didn't appreciate what Mandel was bringing.
Chris Coit talking to us again.
Aiding the run, offense number 57. Pulling him in the field of play. Five-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. It's third down.
You can push, but you can't pull.
Oh, come
he used the word pulling.
Okay.
So that was, did he call it on Renfro?
He called it on Renfro.
You can push a runner, you can't pull a runner. And that's apparently what Jake did, the latter.
Okay.
To say the least, a little choppy start here. It's third and two for the Badgers at their 29.
Way too much ref stuff here, but what I love, you can tell Wisconsin is bringing the physicality so far.
Three receivers, putting Lance Mason to the left. Snap to Simmons. He's going to pull it down and run. He'll get the first down up near the 34-yard line. And to the best of my viewpoints, there are no flags, and we might have consecutive plays without a flag or a review. First down, Wisconsin.
Hallelujah. That was just really good protection, and Hunter Simmons knew exactly what he needed to do. Coverage was good. Only needed three or four yards. Kind of made a very quick decision to go, put his head down, and pick up a big first down.
3 minutes in, no score. First and 10 for the Badgers at their own 34-yard line. Jackson Aker in the backfield. Dylan Jones lines up behind the quarterback. Simmons reads, keeps, shuffles left, throws it in the dirt in the vicinity of Jackson Aker. Jackson Rexroth, linebacker out there in coverage. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 34-yard line.
That was just trying to move the pocket a little bit. Again, I like it. First down, you're trying to get some positive yardage, trying to kind of establish a rhythm. Iowa played that really well, not only, you know, with their linebacker coming off the edge, but also in coverage on that little out route. Everything covered. Hunter Simmons smartly just dumped the ball, moved along.
Double wide to the left. Simmons under center, straight eye formation. Aker the fullback now. Dylan Jones the tailback from the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Here's the handoff. Dylan Jones is straight ahead across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. Jaden Montgomery in there, the son of Jerry Montgomery. Formerly with the Packers, now D-line coach with the Bengals.
Not shocking. Seeing a lot of similarities, what Michigan did, Iowa has decided they're going to shoot their linebackers, whether it's cross-dogging, which means they cross up over the center. They are forcing Wisconsin's offensive line to man-on-man block. They think they can handle it. We'll see who ends up winning that battle.
Third down and eight for the Badgers at their own 36-yard line. Simmons back into the shotgun. Receivers to the left, snap to Simmons, looks to throw, fires to the left, and is caught by Chris Brooks, close to the first down, goes out of bounds. They'll mark at the 43 of Wisconsin. They need the 44. So let's see how Luke Fickell plays this in the early minutes. And he's going to go ahead and punts in a game that figures to be so much about field position. Now the crowd doesn't like it, but not sure I would disagree with this decision. I wouldn't have minded going for it, but this is going to be that old-school field position kind of night.
That's the plan, and I think you always have different tricks up your sleeve, but good protection. I think Chris Brooks would like to have that back. I think awareness over on the sideline, he ended up a yard short.
Snap to Atticus Bertrams, and the kick is away. Caden Wiegen, the dangerous return man, will make the catch, makes a man miss, running left across the 15-yard line. Now reversing field, weaves his way up across the 20 and is shoved back. Boy, normally you take the fair catch there. He had a guy nearly in his face, but Wiegen played it. And he got about 4 yards on the return, three to be exact, after that 40-yard punt from Atticus Bertrands. Well, we've had a fair amount going on in the first 5 minutes. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. And drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Badger football. 10:02 left in the first quarter, Wisconsin and Iowa. No score. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brew Pub Lots of Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do. So it's safe to say you're winning when you're eating a Brew Pub Lots of Pizza, available from your local grocery store. And today's game brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the Shamrock supplied. Visit clearybuilding.com. Wisconsin nothing, Iowa nothing. Hawkeyes on offense at their 20-yard line. 10:02 left in the first quarter.
I'll tell you this. I love the approach so far by Wisconsin. It last year obviously left a mark on this group, and the physicality so far. This is the most physical I've seen. I know it's a small sample size, but so far this team is coming out fired up.
Mark Gronowski, the quarterback. Quick toss, Caden Wiegen lining up in the backfield. Runs it to his right across the 20, 25-yard line. Runs into Ricardo Holman. Mason Reiger helping out. But Caden Wiegen, he'll line up anywhere. And in the backfield here, he runs for 10 and a first down for the Hawkeyes at their 30-yard line.
That was very nice. He was able to get the edge there. And Rico got him down. It ended up being Rico just slowed him down enough and brought him down, but not before they picked up a quick 10.
Badgers in their nickel. Jameer Latimer joining the party in the defensive backfield. Trips to the left. Kamari Moulton, the running back. Jacob Gill, a former Northwestern Wildcat, a receiver in motion left to right. Shotgun snap. Mark Gronowski looks, throws short, caught by Gill. Smacked right away by Agard. Emilio Agard with the hit across the 35 to the 36 on a gain of 6. Second down and 4 for the Hawkeyes.
That's just a quick little option route there. Easy pitch and catch, and Agard came right up and stuck him right where it was. And that, you want to make sure you're sending a message to these wide receivers, tight ends, whoever's going to come across the middle. If you're going to sit in that zone, ball's going to come. Make sure they feel it. That leads to some drops and some maybe other good things down the road.
Badgers go base now. Latimer out, Witt in. Gronowski under center. DJ Vonami lining up as a fullback. Kamari Moulton, the tailback, on second down and 4. Handoff Moulton off the right side across the 40-yard line. And he'll be taken down by Christian Allegro at the 43 of Iowa. That's a gain of about 7 yards and a first down for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, that was just too much. Too much push up front. Iowa's offensive line got a little shove up to the linebackers, and he just let Moulton just go. That was way too much on a second down run.
Moulton's missed a couple of games so far this season with a shoulder issue, but has been back in the last couple of outings for the Hawkeyes. Iowa at his 43, first and 10. Wiegen in motion left to right. Now loops back to the left. Gronowski And off to McNeil off the right side of the 50 to the 45. Breaks a tackle 40, 35, and smacked out of bounds by Austin Brown into Wisconsin territory. And we've got more pushing and shoving well off the ball. Penalty markers a couple of beats after the play was over. The ball is spotted at the 33 of Wisconsin. And it was chippy before the opening kickoff, and it continues here in this first quarter. It's officiating crew putting in a lot of work through the first half of the first quarter, and they're getting it sorted out.
Looked like it was Rico down there. I don't know who else was down there, but really great play design there by Iowa. Got everybody flowing left and then pulled their center and right guard around.
They're offsetting unsportsmanlike fouls on the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct, offense number 5, defense number 1. The penalties canceled. This is both players first of the game. It's first down.
Yeah, you get a second one and you're out. That's Jameer Latimer for Wisconsin, Jacob Gill for Iowa. So that's pretty much the fellas, let's knock it off. Matching penalties there. 7:50 left in the first quarter. No score.
Yeah, it was, way away from the play and kind of from the back. I don't blame Latimer at all for that. That was kind of a cheaper hit. Didn't like it.
Trips to the left. Gronowski in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Stumbles as he fades. Rolls to his right. Throwing deep ball. And it is caught by Hayden Large. Incomplete, they say. It hit the ground. Couldn't quite control it. Boy, that was nearly a terrific catch. Inside the 5-yard line. Large, the grad student, with 4 receptions this season. And almost set up the Hawkeyes with a first and goal. Instead, it's second and 10 at the Wisconsin 33-yard line.
A nice job there by Agard of just getting his hand up in there. That was a kind of a goofy play. Gronowski was kind of fumbling and stumbling around back there and actually threw a pretty good ball. But Agard was able to get his hand, looked like he was able to knock that down and force the incompletion.
Mark Gronowski with 52 career wins as a quarterback, the most ever in the NCAA history. Hand off to Moulton off the right side, inside the 35, inside the 30-yard line. Taken to the ground by Christian Allegro down the 24-yard line of Wisconsin. 24-25, let's see where they mark it. It'll be a third down, looks like the 25, third down and 2 for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, that was just a zone to the right, and we've said that zone left, zone right, and the tough block there is on the nose. Iowa center completely tackled. I think it was Barton down there. They did not call it that. They're going to allow that. It's going to be tough sledding.
2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Moulton, the running back, to the left of Mark Gronowski. Zach Ortworth, the tight end, motions left. Handoff Moulton inside the 25, scrambling for the first down, and he will get there. Wrapped up by Tackett Curtis at the 20-yard line. Make that Allegro, I should say, for Wisconsin at the 20-yard line. First down, Iowa, with 6:30 left in a scoreless first quarter.
Yeah, pretty good push, a really good cut, and then really good to be able to kind of keep his balance and not just fall to the ground, but I think it would have been very close if he fell on the initial contact, was able to kind of bear crawl his way to pick up that first down.
Xavier Williams, a redshirt freshman, in there now for the Hawkeyes. Gronowski under his center on first and 10. He'll take the snap, hands off to Williams up the right hash mark, and he gets wrapped up and tossed down by Parker Peterson. That defensive line for Wisconsin, a gain of 3 as they'll place at the 17 of the Badgers.
Kent was able to slip through there, and Parker Peterson pushed off the line a little bit but was able to shed the blocker, and as you kind of hog-tied him and flung him down to the ground there, keeping him to a 3-yard gain.
Peterson and Brandon Lane come out. JVR Suggs, Ben Barton are in. Second down and 7 for Iowa. Ball at the Badgers 17-yard line. 3 receivers out to the lefts. Hayden Large to the rights. Ethan McNeil, the running back, motions left. Throw over the middle. Caught by Wiegand at the 15, breaking right, and he is down at the 13-yard line. Allegro again with the stop. And a third down coming up for the Hawkeyes. They'll need 4 as they'll mark at the 14-yard line of Wisconsin.
And not surprisingly, Iowa, Wiegand is one of their playmakers, finding ways. That was a little option middle screen where they got their 3 linemen out, and a great tackle because you can see Wiegand goes from 0 to 60 real quick.
3 receivers to the left. Xavier Williams back in at running back. to the Badger 14-yard line. Snap, Berganowski rolling left, looking, now fades, winds it up, throws in zone, incomplete. Wanted Sam Phillips. Coverage from Ricardo Holman. A penalty marker is down at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a hold here against the Hawkeyes. Let's see.
Yeah, anytime you have, you're scrambling around a lot and you're moving in the pocket,
holding.
Linemen get called.
Offense number 58. The penalties decline. It's fourth down.
So it's fourth and four. Cade Pieper, the guilty party there, the right guard for Iowa. Bruce Stevens will come on to attempt a field goal here for the Hawkeyes. He is 9 of 12 this season. This will be a 32-yard attempt. Iowa looking to be first on the board here. 32-yard try from the right hash. Lines are down. Here's the snap. Placement is made. The kick is away, and the kick is good. A 32-yarder from Drew Stevens, and Iowa with the first points here tonight at Camp Randall Stadium. College football season is Modelo season. If you're listening to this right now, it's time for a reward. Reward your full-time fandom with a nice cold Modelo. Modelo brewed for full-time Badger fans. And Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Construction Business Group. Operating engineers and contractors teaming to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 4:33 left of the first quarter. Iowa 3, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big money on new ceiling lights at Menards. Find your style with our selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling lights. Ceiling lights add atmosphere and style to any space. We have a variety of styles and finishes. Spend $100. Get $15 instant savings on all interior lighting. Shop our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling lights and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryan dealer at Bryan.com. That's Bryan.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Details and hotel reservations at Pottawatomie.com. Your win is waiting. 3-0 Iowa, 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Badgers getting set to go back on offense. And for more on the return to the center position of Jake Renfro, let's check in again with Patrick.
A big storyline this year has been the inconsistency of the offensive line, and maybe one point of emphasis you could look at to explain it would be the inconsistency at the center position. Four different guys have rotated through that spot after Jake Renfro got injured. Well, he's back today. Remember, he started all 12 games last year. This offensive line has had six different combinations start six games this year. And Jeff Grimes said this week that getting him back makes everybody better. He said from a communication standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, but also from a confidence standpoint, just the poise that he brings and the experience he brings. And that's no shade on Davis Heinzen, who started at center last week and actually performed pretty well at a position he didn't have much experience. But getting Renfro back, I think, is a big piece to hopefully stabilizing this offensive line and its ability to run the ball and protect the quarterback.
That's a key word there, Tal, stabilizing, right? That offensive line. No better than any of us how important that could be for this team moving forward.
Especially with all of the young players and moving around. You just know Jake is a really good leader, and stability, bringing a little bit of that tonight, big.
Drew Stevens on the run up. Vinny Anthony is deep. The kick is away, and Anthony will let it hit into the end zone for the touchback, and the Badgers start at their 25-yard line. 4:33 left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 Iowa on the Drew Stevens 32-yard field goal.
So now you look at it in Wisconsin. I think, you know, from a yardage standpoint, and they've been able to do 88 yards rushing. They've been able to kind of do some things so far that I think you have to be fired up about. Well, it's 22 yards, not 88. 22 yards, but they're going to get to 88. It's just, I really like the mentality of what they've done so far.
Our stat monitor, whoever's in charge, was tailgating early today, apparently.
On first,
here's a misdirection toss. Cade Iacomelli to the left side, and he gets hit right away up across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Bryce Hawthorne, a defensive tackle, getting in there for the Hawkeyes. Gain of one, maybe two. Let's see where they place. Make it one at the 26 of Wisconsin. Second down and nine.
And I think coming into this, I think Grimes is looking at this, and you're not going to just line up and try to pound the football. You wanted to make sure you're making Iowa cover all 53 and a third width-wise, too. We've seen it with Tretch. We're seeing trying to get out on that perimeter, soften things up inside.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left on second down. Shotgun snap, Simmons looks, throws, batted in the air. It's intercepted by Hawthorne of Iowa. Might have been Brian Allen, a defensive lineman, knocking it in the air, and Hawthorne picked it off, and the Hawkeyes with another serious threat off the game's first turnover.
Yeah, just off of our left tackle, was able to beat him inside and was able to get his hand up and bat the ball straight up in the air. Riley just gave up that inside pressure, and when that ball pops up, these D linemen are pouncing, was able to secure it in the first big turnover of this game.
And the Hawkeyes have it at the Wisconsin 24-yard line. With 3:52 left in the first quarter, it's 3-0 Iowa. The Badger defense up against it off the sudden change. That was Allen, a junior, who deflected it, and Hawthorne who gathered it. Slot to the left. Nathan McNeil is the running back. Snap to Hawthorne. That snap to Gronowski, and the handoff goes to McNeil. Hits it off the left side down to the 20-yard line of Wisconsin on a gain of four. Second down and six for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, just a straight zone to the left and a great cut there. Not a lot there, and then he just cut it back, and I think it was Reiger coming down hard, was able to get him, but not before he picked up 4 yards.
Sam Phillips will come out to the left. Seth Anderson to the right. Amari Moulton in at running back now for Iowa. Gronowski in the shotgun for the Badger 20-yard line. We're at second and six. Reads it, keeps it. Gronowski throws over the middle. It's caught by Phillips inside the 10. Wrapped up and tossed down by Emilio Agard at the 6-yard line of Wisconsin. First and goal, Iowa.
RPO, and Gronowski pulled it quick. What happens, your linebackers are coming flying up the field trying to stop that run. You leave a huge space for a slant over the middle. Agard was able to bring him down, but not before a big pitch and catch for a first down.
Gill, Dayton Howard, Reese Vanderzee, they are the receivers to the right. Moulton the running back, Gill in motion right to left. Shotgun snap, Gronowski hands off Moulton off the left side. He's in, touchdown Iowa. Too easy. Kamari Moulton off the left side as the Hawkeyes capitalize on the turnover. They need to cover just 24 yards, and they do it quickly. 9-0 Iowa.
Yeah, way too easy. That was it. Just right off the left side of Iowa's offensive line. Way too much space. I don't even know if he was touched. Maybe touched around the 5-yard line. But other than that, a walk-in touchdown and not the way we were looking to get this thing started.
So a 9-0 lead for Iowa with 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Drew Stevens on for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. So we will take another break. Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team, and at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/Badgers, where your home field and huge success awaits. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 2:33 left in the first quarter, Iowa 10, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs. Kamari Moulton, officially a six-yard touchdown run. The Hawkeyes only needed three plays to cover all of 24 yards after the interception. It's now 10-0 Iowa with 2:33 left in the first quarter here in Madison.
The exact opposite of what kind of start we were looking for. You can't turn the ball over, and that was – you know, unfortunately, just a first and 10, kind of an easy pitch and catch throw, and, you know, our left tackle gets beat inside. The guy makes a good play, bats it up. Hawthorne's able to catch it. And then the disappointing part there was, and I know it's tough on a defense, he just came off the field after a long drive. That's where you need to bow up. And if you could hold that to a 6-0, all of a sudden it's a whole different vibe. Now, a lot of pressure here for this special teams to set up an offense to get something going, because you can just kind of feel everything is a little fragile after what we just saw in that last couple of minutes.
Vinny Anthony deep along with Cade Iacomelli. Looking for some kind of spark, any kind of spark. Kick in the air and there will be no return as Vinny will let that hit about 7 yards deep. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
And this is where you're looking for your leaders, your, you know, Vinny Anthony's, your tailbacks. You're looking for someone to provide that spark because, again, I thought coming into this game, going to be real tough sledding trying to go 75, 70 yards on a without big chunk plays. Something that this offense needs badly, a couple of big chunk plays, and get some positive momentum going.
Tyrell Henry, slot right, motions left, Tretch Kekahuna injured. First possession of the night, Simmons back to throw off the play fake. Flush to his right, looks, throws, it is caught. Rolling catch across the 40-yard line. Tyrell Henry up to the 41, a gain of 16, and a first down for the Badgers.
Great job by Emerson Mandela finishing his guy past. That let Hunter Simmons roll out, and just really smart. Sitting down, Henry sits down where he can get it. Hunter Simmons continued to just kind of move, manipulate in the pocket, kept his eyes down the field, made a good throw, and now we're off. Good first play coming back.
And the Anthony Dillon Jones come out to the right. Tyrell Henry to the left. Now they'll get Jones into the backfield. And he'll fake the handoff to the pass. Picked off right in the hands of Aaron Grace at the 20, 10, 5. Diving to the goal line, and he is in. Touchdown, Iowa. Aaron Grace, a defensive tackle with a look what I found moment. And the wheels have come off in the first quarter.
Oh, Wisconsin sets up a screen play, and I don't know if he was alert and was aware, but that was, he saw it and was able to go out there, and Hunter Simmons either didn't see it or predisposed just to throw it and actually caught it with his hands and then was able to run it in. Think he got in. Let's see. Maybe hit the pylon. Might be a little short, but unbelievable. Just a poor decision there by our quarterback, and it led to a disastrous play. He's short.
Yeah, he is. I thought he may have stepped out of bounds before he made that last dive for the end zone. But
I think his knee might be down right before, but what a play by Aaron Graves made what every D lineman is always dreaming of. Because that wasn't a bad ball.
After review, the runner's knee was down with the ball at the half-yard line, where it'll be first and goal.
So first and goal from what he said, the half-yard line. Well, that was, you know, from Hunter Simmons last week, we really didn't see decisions like that. There would not have been a risky throw here or there. The interception was on the pass where, quite frankly, there should have been a pass interference call. But, boy, that was, I mean, you talk about room service.
Yeah, so I think, you know, a lot of times you're running a screen and you're just worried about avoiding the rush and getting the ball over. That was a let's get the ball out quick. And I give Graves credit. He read it. A lot of times D linemen, not the smartest cats, just keep rushing up. That time he read it and was athletic enough to make a play.
Gronowski under center. Williams is the running back. Gronowski's going to try to push it across himself. Big pile. He only needed to cover a half a yard. No signal yet. As Iowa claiming, like you would think, touchdown. And now the officials say, touchdown, Iowa. Mark Gronowski from a half a yard away. It's 16-0, the Hawkeyes, with 90 seconds left in the first quarter.
The old tush push with their tight end coming in motion, shoving Gronowski, and the disastrous start is here.
So two interceptions that Iowa has turned into touchdowns. And it's just the very thing you cannot do if you're Wisconsin or any team for that matter is give the other guys a short field. And that's exactly what Wisconsin has done in this first quarter. The PAT is good. We'll step away from the Rail Transport broadcast booth. 1:30 left of the first quarter. Iowa 17. Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew Johnson Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest from the Rail Transport broadcast booth. 1:30 left in the first quarter, and already it's Iowa 17. Wisconsin nothing. The Hawkeyes with two touchdowns off of Badger interceptions. One possession they covered 24 yards, the other a half a yard.
And I know everybody will, you'll look at that and you'll see two picks. The last one obviously was completely, that was decision making and not understanding. The other one obviously was a batted up ball, but what it's been is you're just not executing what you're trying to get done. And when you do that against a good, solid defense and a good, solid football team, they will make you pay. And I think everybody knew that coming in. You understood kind of what this game was going to look like, and now all of that goes out the window. You have to come up with a plan now, because I think a lot of us thought it was going to be a race to 20 points. Well, Iowa now has 17 already, and they still have a minute and a half left in this quarter.
And not like they had to cover a lot of ground to get to that lead. The field goal drive was the long one. That was a 66-yard possession. The kick from Stevens, and this will not be returned. This will sail out of the end zone. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
And I like some of the things that Grimes is doing here, like I did last week, where it can't just be run the ball, third and six. You need to mix things up. It went with some things a little more lateral. We had a little success, obviously, unfortunately, for Tretch. He got drilled, and we'll see what his availability will be. But you're throwing the ball. You're trying to get some screen plays. And unfortunately, you've had some lack of execution, and both times, Iowa's made you pay.
Darion Dupree in the backfield now. Lines up behind the quarterback, Simmons. Little jet motion. Hand off Dupree up the middle across the 30-yard line. Gets hit by Cohen Intringer, who rocked him back. Progress stop near the 34-yard line. Good burst from Darion Dupree. A little room to run. Second and short here for the Badgers. They'll mark at the 33, make it second and two.
I love that little zone right, and a really nice cutback by Dupree. And Malman got his guy. Jackson Aker just continued to climb up. Nice job lowering his pads. That's the kind of thing. A 9-yard run on first down gives you a lot of options on second.
Aker and Dupree in the backfield again. Chris Brooks wide left, motions right, straight eye formation. Hunter Simmons under his center. Jake Renfro pulls back, hand off Dupree. And he'll be stopped short of the first down. He gets hit by Zach Luttmer at the 34-yard line of Wisconsin, where it's third down and one.
I went with a little more of a gap scheme there. You pulled Kadanko, the right guard, trying to get around, and it just no movement over on that side. And then you bring a corner, comes flying off, sees, reads the play, and gets down there, gets at his ankles, and end up a little short on that second and short.
They stay with the I formation. Third and one for the Badgers at the 34-yard line. Simmons off the play fake. Drops the throw. Fires down the middle. Too long. Wanted Mason at the 45 in Iowa territory. T.J. Hall, Cohen Intringer, a corner and a safety respectively on the coverage. So they take a shot on third and one and miss it. It's fourth and one for the Badgers at their 34-yard line. And the punt team is on.
I think if you're going to take that shot, you'd think it's fourth and one. You'd think you're maybe going to go for it if you're going to do that. We'll see.
Atticus Bertrams out there from the 34-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Snap to Bertrams, and the kick is away. And steers it away from Ouija. Now plays it on a hop across the 30, right side 35, and gets out of bounds. They tried to steer it away from him. It was not hit well, and Ouija had room off the hop, a 40-yard punt. 13 on the return, 4 seconds left in the first quarter. It is 17-0 Iowa. Hawkeyes with some pretty decent field position here for Mark Gronowski and company. 36-yard line, Iowa territory.
And I don't mind. It's third and one. Well, you get the great 9-yard run to start, and then second and one, you want to get the first down, and didn't block it up great, didn't pick it up, and then you decide to take that shot on third and one. I'm good with that. You had a tight end, a little grabby, not able to connect on that, and then to punt it away, I think with the defense that's been out there for a while, it's down 17. It's an interesting move.
From the 39-yard line, that's where Iowa begins, first and 10. Shotgun snap, Gronowski. Badgers rush forward. Gronowski with time. Throws left side. Hangs in the air. Picked off by Ricardo Holman. Yes, sir. Rico with the pick. It was intended for Seth Anderson. Holman flies in front of it. Out of bounds at the 37 of Wisconsin. And something positive finally as we hit the end of the first quarter. So Ricardo Holman comes up with the interception. Badgers will be on offense as we move to the second quarter of play. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. From the rail transport broadcast booth at the end of one, Iowa 17, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update. We're at 17-0 Iowa over Wisconsin after one. The Badgers did get an interception on the last play of the first quarter, so they start the second quarter with the ball. A couple of Big Ten games right now. 15th-ranked Michigan trails at USC 7-0 midway through the first. Also, Purdue leads at Minnesota. That one is 7-0. 5 minutes into the game. Earlier today, Indiana, number 7 in the country, goes on the road and wins at Oregon 30-20. The Indiana Hoosiers are 6-0 and 3-0 in the Big Ten. That's Oregon's first loss of the season. Wisconsin will be there in 2 weeks. Ohio State will be here next week, number 1 in the country. They win at Illinois, 17th ranked, 34-16. UCLA won at Michigan State. And Northwestern beat Penn State 22-21. Remember when Penn State was preseason number 1? Now Drew Aller is out for the season with an injury in that game. And Penn State drops to 0-3 in the Big Ten. Man.
Well, that's the double whammy there. Drew Aller actually been playing really well. They're not great in the receiving core, but he's been that is beyond tough for Penn State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Big ovation for Monte Ball back at Camp Randall tonight. He will be inducted into the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame and the College Football Hall of Fame. Here, just a remarkable career as a Badger. Went into the UW Athletics Hall of Fame last year. Great to see number 28 back at Camp Randall Stadium.
What a crew. What a crew of running backs back. I mean, it's been great here for a long time. And that crew, that trifecta, and Monte, a huge part of that. Kudos to everybody.
17-0 Iowa. We start the second quarter. Ricardo Hallman with an interception. Get the Badgers offense back out there at their 37-yard line, first and 10 pistol formation. Hand off, Darion Dupree got smacked right away. He's going to try to power his way for a little bit of yardage, able to get one out of it, and that's it. It'll be a second down and 9 here for Wisconsin. Badgers going north to south, left to right as we view it in the second quarter.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of interest in going down there. Just wide open, too much guys right there. Rex Roth came flying through untouched, and that kind of threw the entire rhythm of the playoff. And I give Darion a lot of credit. He was not going to get tackled. He kept fighting it.
Three in the backfield behind Simmons. Aker to the right of the quarterback. Jackson will shift to the left, snap to Hunter Simmons, looks, pumps, whips it. Oh, it's a backwards pass. The ball loose. Dupree trying to gather, cannot, still loose. A scramble inside the 30-yard line. Let's see who has it. That had all the look of a backwards pass, and a Badger also shaken up a little bit off the ball. They're trying to determine who has recovered this football. I haven't seen a signal yet from this officiating crew.
fumble recovered inbounds by the defense. It's first down.
It'll be Iowa ball, and in the meantime, there is an injured Badger right in front of the Iowa bench. So just when Wisconsin does something positive, the Badgers do something really negative right after that. Simmons with a little pump fake, and then tried to flip it out to Darion Dupree. And it just bounced that way, and an injured Badger. We'll sort it all out. We'll take a break. We're in the opening minute of the second quarter. It is 17-0 Iowa. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed